Now, cases of the new Omicron variant are spreading quickly around the country. That's having a big impact, among others, on small businesses. In the last 2 years, they've weathered shutdowns, capacity restrictions, and the financial toll of the pandemic. Now, workers are calling in sick in the middle of a nationwide labor shortage, leading some workplaces to be so short-staffed they have to temporarily shut their doors. We're talking now about how small businesses are doing at this point in the pandemic, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been going out to bars and restaurants, or have you started to scale back with COVID-19 cases rising? Are you a small business owner yourself? Are customers showing up? Are you having trouble with staffing? Are you having a lot of staff out because of positive COVID tests? Are you able to keep your doors open? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ruth Simon covers small business and entrepreneurship for the Wall Street Journal. Ruth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
You've been following the staffing challenges Omicron is creating for businesses. How common is it for people to, for workplaces to have multiple staff members out at the same time with a positive COVID test?
It's incredibly common. Lots and lots of small businesses are struggling with this. Either workers are positive, or they have family members who are positive, or they've been exposed to someone who tested positive. And for a lot of small business owners, every day is juggling. They wake up and they don't know who's going to be in and who's not going to be able to make it.
You and your colleagues have talked to business owners really around the country dealing with this. Are there particular sectors, particular kinds of workplaces that you found are being hit particularly hard?
I think it's particularly hard for businesses that do face-to-face contact. So we talked to restaurants, salons, spas. They were all having a hard time. My colleagues today were reporting about how manufacturers are also having trouble as well, and some of them are having to slow down production.
Are we seeing places have to shut their doors, not because of, you know, a public shutdown order or anything like that, but just because they simply don't have the human power?
Yes, I did talk to some businesses that had to temporarily shut down because they did not have enough workers. I talked to a salon owner who had to shut down for 2 weeks in the middle of December because 15 of his 18-person staff had tested positive for the virus. I talked to a restaurant owner in Boston that had to close down for a couple days last week because he just did not have enough staff.
Now, we've seen small businesses, especially the restaurants and other, as you said, you know, face-to-face businesses, they took hits from shutdown orders when they could be open. Maybe customers were reluctant to go in. Now, this, can you talk about the financial toll this series of events is taking on some of these outfits?
I think it's both a financial toll and also a mental toll. Mm-hmm. So they're not pulling in the revenue that they would if they could be fully up and running. Some of them have had to reduce hours. And I think also the business owners are just exhausted. It's been a very tough couple of years. And I think one of the very hard things is a lot of people thought that the worst of it was over in October. Many of the businesses that I talked to have staffs that were vaccinated and boosted. And for the most part, people aren't going into the hospital among the employees of the businesses I talk to, but they're not coming into work either.
Talking to Ruth Simon with the Wall Street Journal, looking at the impact of the latest COVID-19 surge on businesses, especially small businesses. You can join in with your firsthand report at your workplace at 800-642-1234. Is it tough getting enough staff to keep the doors open between a labor shortage and a lot of positive test cases? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And Ruth, this is all happening amidst a wider labor shortage, even when we don't have a COVID surge, right? Is that affecting some of these businesses you talk to?
That's absolutely true. In the past months, even before this hit, just about every business I spoke with was having trouble finding the workers they needed. So many of them were short-staffed to begin with, and this just adds to that pain and that anxiety. And I think one of the other things that's really hard is sometimes they don't know. Someone may have the sniffles or a sore throat, and they don't know, is that just a cold or is that COVID?
Right. Our business is working to try to make sure they can get tests for people to answer that question.
Some businesses are. I think it's harder for small businesses. It can be costly to get the tests. The tests have been hard in some locations to get.
There have been a series of relief efforts going back to 2020, many of them helping some of the specific businesses we've been talked about, the hardest hit businesses. Is that money still out there, still flowing, or is there talk of maybe a new round in Congress?
The money from the Paycheck Protection Program, which was the big aid program for small businesses, that's all gone and done. I focus more on talking to the businesses than to members of Congress. I think there's been some talk about that. I know restaurants have been pushing for more relief. I can't give you odds on it, though.
Sure. Now, school openings and closures, another factor here. Are you hearing from businesses, not just, hey, my employee's relative is sick, but my employee's kid can't go into school because they were shut down because of staffing shortages, and that has that domino effect?
And that's another issue. If your kid can't get to school, I mean, last year that was a big challenge and kept a lot of people home. So there are these tremendous ripple effects. Someone was raising with me the point, if the bus drivers can't pick up the kids for school, or, you know, there are just all these effects through the economy.
When you talk to business owners, are they feeling like if they just get through this one more surge, they can get back to normal? Or are they kind of in a, oh, no, not again phase still?
One of the business owners I talked to, he said about 30% of his staff had had the virus, and he was really hoping that he was near the end of it. If you look at the experience in South Africa, there's been some talk that this surge will die down. I think the hard thing is we don't know what will come next, but there is a hope that they can, many people are hoping they'll get through this surge and things will get back to at least some semblance of normal.
I heard from a caller who can't come on the air, who works for the post office, said they're short staffed there. It's restricting their ability to take vacations. Even when they can show up, the short staffing affects the workers there. And we'd already heard, Ruth, about a burnout facing a lot of employees in workplaces during COVID. Is this, you know, I'm the one cook who can show up at the restaurant today. Is that increasing that feeling of burnout?
I think it is. And you find that business owners are asking employees who are healthy, can they put in extra hours? One salon owner that I talked to said several of his employees volunteered to work an extra 10 hours each so they could keep that particular salon open because so many people were out sick. But it is exhausting. It does take a toll on both workers and employers.
We're talking to Ruth Simon. She covers small business and entrepreneurship for the Wall Street Journal. She's with us today to talk about how small businesses are doing at this point in the pandemic. A big story here, trouble keeping staff at the workplace in part because of very common positive COVID tests. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen these changes? You've seen short staffing in the small businesses where you live, maybe the workplace where you work. If you're a customer regularly of bars and restaurants, are you slowing things down? Maybe ordering from home instead? If you're a small business owner yourself, how is this latest surge in cases affecting your workplace? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Coming up, we'll check out what's going on at some Wisconsin businesses. That's up next here on Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our look at the rise in COVID-19 cases around the country and specifically what it means for workplaces, restaurants, shops, other small businesses. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has this hit your business yet? Whether you're a business owner or you work at one, if you're a restaurant worker, love to hear what you're seeing. Are people coming in to dine in? Are you short-staffed, overworked? Are you a former restaurant worker by choice? Have you left that field in the last couple of years? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tell us how the latest COVID surge is affecting your workplace. Ruth Simon stays with us from the Wall Street Journal. Now Christine Hadfield joins us with a closer look at Wisconsin businesses. She's WPR's Second Century News Fellow. Christine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be here.
You talked to some small business owners in Wisconsin. What kind of things did they tell you about how Omicron is impacting them?
I mean, Rich Kramer and I, he was the other reporter on this story. We talked to a few business owners. I will preface, this was mainly Milwaukee, Madison. Odds are the situation will be a little bit different in the other parts of the state. I mean, we're just seeing a wide range of effects, even besides people actually getting COVID. Some businesses are mandating vaccines, which of course is following the lead of some cities nationally that have put blanket rules in place like that. Still kind of uncommon here, though. Others are requiring masks beyond Dane County, of course, which is still requiring mask wearing. And then we're also seeing some other areas getting impacted, too. I mean, last week's U.S. Olympic speed skating trials, those were in Milwaukee. Last second decision, they ended up doing them without a live audience of spectators. And the effects of this, I would say, are just wide-reaching. I mean, it may not be March 2020 levels, but we are still seeing this very clearly.
And you and Rich reported on Milwaukee restaurants. It sounds like exactly what we're hearing from Ruth. Nationwide, they're in some cases having trouble keeping enough, you know, cooks and wait staff on hand.
Right. I mean, for these business owners, I would echo what Ruth said. The pandemic fatigue is very real. And it's the sort of thing where they're not even bracing for the surge. It's already hit the surge. One of the business owners I talked to was Dan Jacobs. He runs three restaurants in the Milwaukee area. What he told me, one thing he said that stuck with me was it's been difficult to build up momentum because every time his restaurants are starting to get to that point, something terrible happens that sends them careening right back down again. One of his restaurants is Fool's Errand. They closed on the 26th last month after a few employees tested positive for COVID. They only just reopened late last week. And then another Milwaukee restaurant, Odd Duck, they told Rich almost a third of their staff had COVID in the course of 2 weeks. There's just this feeling of we've done everything right and still it's come to this. These places haven't given up, of course. They're persevering, but the morale is just so low right now.
And Christine, before I let you go, you also talked to somebody with a business group in the Milwaukee area, basically begging people to listen to hospitals and other healthcare providers when it comes to vaccines and masking.
Yeah, I talked to, I'm the name escapes me, but I talked to this one gentleman who basically, he had to put out a message to the Chamber of Commerce that said, yeah, we're struggling here. Please take this seriously. We're barely hanging on. And it's a fine line you have to walk because, I mean, of course you want these businesses to succeed, but also you have to know when to take that step back. And by and large, at least in this neck of the woods, people are trying their best to take that step back while also keeping their businesses afloat.
Christine, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you once again.
That was WPR's Christine Hadfield with us today to talk about how small businesses in Wisconsin are being affected by the Omicron surge. Ruth Simon from the Wall Street Journal is still with us. Ruth, Christine said, yeah, these businesses, their goal, of course, is to stay open in the long run. Have you seen, though, businesses have to shut down, that don't weather the storm here?
I've seen businesses temporarily shut down because of this rise in virus cases. We have seen businesses permanently shut down over the course of the pandemic, not as many as was initially expected, in part because there was a fair amount of government aid. And I think the full impact of this will depend on how long it lasts. Everyone's hoping it will be short, painful, but short.
Now, we've been focusing on small businesses, our restaurants and others. Earlier, you mentioned manufacturers, which people don't necessarily think of feeling the impact of this. Can you talk a little more about how Omicron surges are affecting the manufacturing sector?
like the restaurants or the salons or the spas, the manufacturers need workers on their premises. And so even if you're feeling kind of okay, but you're testing positive, you can't come in. And so I know, based on the reporting of some of my colleagues, some manufacturers who were already, like a lot of other businesses, didn't have enough workers, they're short on employees, so they've had to reduce production, or like these other businesses, have people put in more overtime. And it's very difficult because, again, these businesses have been strained already by the tight labor market and the other challenges related to supply chains and the virus and the like.
Right. And then does that in turn affect the supply chain more? If manufacturers can't go at full capacity, that, small business owner who's counting on their products might be hit too.
And that's something we've heard throughout the pandemic about people having different shortages. At the end of last year, I did some reporting on the company that produces Fiestaware, and they had trouble getting the boxes, the cardboard boxes, to ship some of their China. So there is this ripple effect.
Ruth, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us today.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
That's Ruth Simon. She's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who covers small business and entrepreneurship. She was with us today to talk about the latest rise in COVID-19 cases and specifically how that's affecting small businesses around the country. And earlier, we got a report from Wisconsin with WPR's Second Century News fellow, Christine Hatfield.